The fight to go brawl is sparking lots of conversations the past few days here in Montreal. Please, we'd love to hear your opinion on this. You can text us at 9925. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. There's a private school, Pensionnat du Saint-Nom de Marie. They launched a petition to make bra wearing optional after an incident that happened last week at their school. And according to the petition, a student was asked to cover up because she wasn't wearing a bra under her T-shirt. Now, this petition is online. Almost 5,000 people have signed it. That's their goal. 5,000 right now. They're close to 4,500. Now, the school has responded. They did send a letter home to parents on Friday. It doesn't actually include a formal rule about wearing a bra. It says, quote, "We remind you that the dress code aims above all else to establish certain guidelines. There's no mention of the wearing of undergarments. However, it's always a matter of judgment." You can text in this morning at 9925.
Okay, I have a written statement I cannot mince my words with this.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. It's a human nature in North America to look at contours of both men and women when they're visible. And you can blame our society, how our society is conditioned, all you want. But the reality is that it's a very sensitive topic, especially when we're talking about, in this case, teenage women or girls.
Yeah.
Glances can be misinterpreted. And especially in this social climate, I feel like the bra literally serves as a psychological buffer because there is a perceived difference between glancing at someone's chest when they're wearing a bra versus not. And all it takes is one.
No, you can't. You can't say that as a man, though, that there's a difference. Only a woman could say that they notice a difference.
I'm speaking from a man's point of view.
Only a woman could say that they notice a difference as to how someone's looking at them, to be fair.
If there are two girls in front of a guy and one's wearing a bra and one's wearing not, I feel like the guy would more quickly look at the woman without the bra. Again, my opinion. All it takes, though, is one girl to voice her concern, speak up against a guy who may or may not be culpable of staring or glancing inappropriately, and just that alone is enough to potentially ruin a man's life or reputation. Like, there's a lot at stake, and it doesn't take much, and especially for men that aren't used to it. I think of my high school, which comes to mind. There were teachers there that were, because it was an all-boys school for many years, there were teachers that were there 30, 40 years that had never had a girl in their classroom, and as soon as it went co-ed, they felt like they had to be so inclusive that it almost went the other way, where it became like some of them were accused of favoritism. And there were very strict uniform rules about how high the skirt could be. And all the girls rolled their skirts way up. They broke the rules and their skirts were way up. And a lot of them didn't wear leggings. They just wore socks. So when they sat down, they crossed their legs. There was a lot that was exposed. So I guess I don't agree with this. It's just too touchy of a subject. There's too much at stake. And I think it's better to err on the side of caution in this case for the schools.
Nikki, so you think it's better that women dress in a way that makes men comfortable all of the time? Mostly, their comfort.
I think in this case with the schools, I support women wearing bras.
Nikki, I'd love to get your opinion. Do you mind holding on?
Yeah.
Just a few minutes?
Yeah.
Because I want to know how Nikki feels about this. And you can send along your text as well, your thoughts. Fight to go brawless, sparking lots of conversations in Montreal the past few days. A private school, Pensionnat du Saint-Nom de Marie, they launched a petition to make bra wearing optional. There was an incident in their school. They're looking for signatures on their petition. Almost 5,000 now. They have close to 4,500. And we're asking what you think about this. You can text in 99925.
Yeah, we just heard what Sam thought. I'm really, really quickly, I'm curious, Kim Kieran, because you have a daughter.
Yeah, in this point, I want to ask, can we ban boxer briefs?
Yeah,
and
thank
force
you.
You to wear the tighty whities?
Thank you very much.
I don't
want to
see
we
that
can't.
Flashing.
And you know, I think back
double
to
standard.
High school.
Same.
I
no.
think back to high school when I saw the boys running up and down the court and they were having like some issues, you know what I mean? That like often will happen with young boys that you don't have control over.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was standing up saying you need to change what you're wearing because you're offending the women and making anybody around you feel uncomfortable. That wasn't how it worked.
And I think that's worse than boobs. I'm just saying.
And I think like we have to get out of this mindset that that women are dressing for men's comfort. You know, if you are uncomfortable, for me, I say like free the nipple. We need to get over it. Like at one point, if we could just get to a point where we could just be comfortable with nipples and not always view it in the way that you were saying, Sam, that would be a really great place. And I think we're not going to get to that place if we're acting like it's something that needs to be hidden away. You know, if a woman is comfortable that way, and women are, trust me, we're getting glances at our chest regardless of what we wear, bra, no bra, you can tell.
Because
we're the ones looking at perspective. We see where your eyes are going mm-hmm. when we're having conversations. I think it is so, so dangerous for these young women to be made to feel like they have to dress for the comfort of the men around them. Not even to mention, this is an all-girls school. So we're not even talking about other boys their age. We're talking about their teachers, grown men, mm-hmm. that these young girls are having to change the way that they feel comfortable based on grown men. I think it is wrong and dangerous in every single way. And I think we're perpetuating a really, really bad issue that we have in society right now.
Antoinette's on the phone. She wants to chime in as well. What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous. I think that they shouldn't allow it. It's not all about dressing to make men comfortable. It's about protecting yourself because, like it or not, they will get glanced at. They will misinterpret glances. And they can ruin people's lives that way. As a mom of a daughter, I would not like my daughter to go to school braless, whether they're teenagers, late teens, or whatever. If people will look, it will happen. So go to school. The whole purpose of school is to study. Study, go home, and then take off whatever clothes you want at home. You're not at the beach. You're at school.
Lots of texts coming in, 99.25. Somebody actually said on our text line, some men have bigger boobs. Should they wear bras?
No, they shouldn't have to. They should be able to free the nipple also. Another really good point.
Boobs are real, by the way. I know, I had them for years.
Another really good point is that in Europe, this is no issue. You see you see people walking down the street with like completely exposed almost under really sheer fabric. It's happening, like it can happen even in workplaces. So I really do think we can get to a place where it just isn't such a sensitive issue.
It'll take a while. We can't just transpose European culture on North American culture
like that.
Well,
let's try it.
Okay, go for it. No one's stopping
you. Keep your shirt on.
No, it's okay. All right, Pimple Fifth Harmony's up next. Por Favor kicks off 2 hours of hits going nonstop, commercial free. Thanks so much for chiming in our text line, by the way, 99.25. We'll get Donna's take on this, and we'll check her drive one more time. All right, Donna, I'd love to get your opinion on this. We're talking about the private school. They have a petition now to go braless after an incident happened last week. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I just realized that it's an all-girls school. Am I right on this?
Yeah, it is.
Private school.
So I'm really trying to get my head around what the issue is then. I think if you are a grown man and you have daughters, think about, you know, yourself, you know, be a gentleman. Like, I get it. Teenagers, boys, visual creatures. And we were just talking off air that in Europe, you know, you even just said in Europe, it's like, it's not a big deal. And it really bothers me that it's become such a big deal here that I feel ashamed about my body in some way because, you know, I feel comfortable in a certain way. Let me tell you, when you got boobs, and I do, you want to unleash them someday. I'm sorry. Hot weather.
We're getting so many texts about how men don't, I think Sam should have to wear, let's put a bra on Sam for a week.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because I hear, isn't it the best feeling in the world taking it off at the end of the day, right?
Oh my God.
I hear that all the time.
Between that and taking your makeup off, you have no idea.
We really don't.
Oh my God, it's victory. You have no idea. I don't know. I just feel like that it's a shame that we're having this kind of dialogue about this in this day and age, really.
I know.
So right. About Sam wearing a bra for a week,
can we do that?
Sports bra, maybe. I'm not putting on any wires or anything like that.
Oh, yes, you are.
You have moves, right?
They're muscular.
No, he doesn't.
They're muscular moves.
Moves are here, Vinny.
All right, Donna's up next. Have a good day.